I have to tell you, I was absolutely blown away by the Vatican's recent encyclical on artificial intelligence. It's such a heartening, yet profound look at where we're heading.
It really is. What struck me most is how directly it references J.R.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings to critique the current AI development paradigm in Silicon Valley. It's a bold move.
Exactly. The document's central thesis is so moving. It argues that we have to evaluate AI through ethical and spiritual frameworks, rather than just looking at technical specs or economic metrics. It's about the soul of the technology.
That's the crux of it. Drawing on Tolkien's long-standing warnings against unchecked industrialization and the dehumanizing effects of treating tools as masters, the encyclical frames AI as a profound moral challenge. We can't just build, we have to ask what we're building for.
It poses this haunting question. Will these systems serve human dignity, or will they gradually reshape humanity to fit their own operational logic? It really makes you pause and think about our own humanity.
And that brings us to a key argument. Tech leaders consistently misinterpret Tolkien's work. There's a fundamental misunderstanding happening at the highest levels of the industry.
Oh, absolutely. In Silicon Valley, the One Ring is frequently treated as a metaphor for artificial general intelligence or market dominance. It reinforces this narrative of acquisition, scaling, and control, which feels so cold, doesn't it?
It does. But Tolkien's actual message centers on recognizing that certain forms of power are inherently corrosive and must be relinquished, not optimized. The encyclical uses this distinction to challenge the tech industry's pursuit of autonomous, black box systems.
It's a wake-up call. The warning is clear. Technology designed to isolate, surveil, or replace human judgment represents a regression rather than progress. We need tools that lift us up, not ones that watch us or push us aside.
This highlights a growing cultural divide. On one side, you have developers measuring success by compute capacity, user engagement, and market share. On the other, ethicists who prioritize meaningful human experience and responsible stewardship. The encyclical is trying to bridge that gap.
By grounding AI policy in timeless questions of responsibility and ambition, the Vatican is really bridging that gap. It's giving us a language to talk about this that goes beyond spreadsheets and server racks.
And this perspective is already influencing practical developments. We're seeing regulatory bodies increasingly demanding transparency in model training, imposing restrictions on autonomous decision-making, and requiring safeguards against manipulative design. The theory is turning into policy.
That's wonderful to hear. Simultaneously, independent developers and research groups are advocating for open, auditable systems that prioritize human oversight over opaque efficiency. It feels like a movement is growing.
The critical takeaway is that the future of artificial intelligence depends on the values embedded into its design. If we don't bake in the right values now, we're going to face serious consequences later.
Scale, speed, and centralized control are just insufficient metrics for technological advancement. We need to care more about how people feel and how they are empowered.
Precisely. Instead, AI must be developed with transparency, ethical stewardship, and a commitment to preserving human agency. We need systems that respect the user, not just serve the algorithm.
The encyclical demonstrates that effective critique of modern technology often comes not from engineering or venture capital, but from enduring cultural wisdom that reminds us to prioritize human dignity over unchecked power. It's a beautiful reminder of what matters.
Ultimately, building responsible AI requires rejecting the temptation to control every outcome and instead designing systems that empower, rather than replace, human judgment. It's a serious path forward, but one that honors who we are.